this art? The Turner Prize. The Turner Prize is an annual award for British artists under the age of 50. Since its beginning in 1984, it has become the UK's most publicised art award. It's also one of the most controversial. Here are four Turner Prize winners.
1997. The winner of the 1997 prize was Gillian Wearing. Her work of art was a video called 60 Minutes Silence. The video consisted of a group of actors who were dressed in police uniform and who had to stand still for an hour. At first glance, it looks like a photo, but slight movements make it obvious that it's a moving image.
1998. The 1998 Turner Prize was awarded to Chris Ofili. One of his works, No Woman, No Cry, is based on the murder of Stephen Lawrence, who was killed in a race attack. The piece of art was created with acrylic paint, oil paint, paper collage, matte pins, and elephant dung.
2001. Martin Creed's installation, work number 227, The Lights Going On and Off, consisted of an empty room with the lights going on and off. Creed claimed the work challenges traditional ideas of display, in particular, the expectations of the viewer within a museum context, i.e., they don't expect to see something like this. The work invites the visitor to re-evaluate rules and conventions, he added.
2016. The 2016 winner was Helen Martin. Her installation consisted of three works made from objects found in daily life: coins, cotton buds, shoe soles, and eggs. Martin described her work as a comment on the vast grey milkshake of information which we consume in our day-to-day lives. Alex Farquharson, the director of Tate Britain and the chair of the judges, said Martin was using objects, forms, and images in a similar way to a poet using language.
So is this really art? British art critic Matthew Collings once said, "The Turner Prize is always pretty ridiculous. But as a society, we accept the nonsense as a type of cultural fun." But many others defend the importance of the award. A spokeswoman for the Tate once said, "Its purpose has always been to promote discussion of contemporary British art."
Well, if that's the aim, then they've certainly achieved it.